I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Add a top Chinese official to the list of those urging American politicians to get their fiscal act together. China's Vice Finance Minister Zhu Guangyao warned that failure to raise the U.S. debt ceiling would have global ramifications. Because of this, Zhu said, we naturally are paying attention to the financial deadlock in the U.S. and reasonably demand that the U.S. guarantee the safety of Chinese investments there. He also urged American leaders to take realistic and resolute steps to ensure against default on the national debt.
That's about as helpful as if Leonid Brezhnev or Leon Trotsky suggested that.
Okay. Daniel Dresner, professor of international politics at the Fletcher School at Tufts. Welcome to the program. China's comment. Why is that not helpful?
Well, you have to understand how the dynamics of this plays out in Congress. Perhaps the only thing less popular in GOP House sectors in Congress than Barack Obama would, in fact, be China. In fact, if you've taken any look at the elections the last couple of years, China is the most favorite foreign actor to bash. So the Chinese saying, we would like you to do something to help us out, is going to unfortunately convince many of these GOP congressmen, hey, what we're doing now hurts China. Maybe that's a good thing.
Well, Japan, good capitalists, and we don't like bashing them. They've also made plain their frustration and concern. Why do you think both Japan and China are making so much fuss?
Well, because they're understandably concerned. The entire global economy, no matter what you think happened after 2008, the global financial system still depends tremendously on U.S. securities, treasury bills, to sort of be the anchor for how assets are priced everywhere else. If you're in a world where, in fact, you can't guarantee that interest payments on those securities will actually be made, then you're operating in a true no man's land, and suddenly there's going to be massive amounts of financial uncertainty, things that would make the collapse of Lehman Brothers look like a small blip by comparison.
I mean, Christine Lagarde, head of the IMF, is also giving almost daily warnings of imminent catastrophe. She has her head screwed on, right? We think she's the head of the IMF, right?
She is. But as I said, you know, GOP members of the House are simply not going to listen to what anyone who is not an American is going to say on this. In their opinion, it's the concern of no one else. And therefore, this kind of pressure, while I understand the sentiment and to some extent what the Chinese said is not entirely unreasonable, politically, if they're trying to help, the best thing they can do is shut up.
Are there any comments that a foreign body, nation, person, organization could make that would be helpful?
No, because in part, there's actually a wing of the GOP in Congress that genuinely doesn't think that anything bad would happen if, in fact, the United States defaulted on its debt. So even if you got, let's say, Christine Lagarde to give a lecture to the members of the GOP House caucus, I don't think they would necessarily believe her. And in fact, I'm sure they would be convinced that she was somehow just putting them on. So unfortunately, I would like to say that international pressure would matter. But you're talking about a world where one of the ranking members of the House Rules Committee, Pete Sessions, when pushed by a constituent about this, said, we're not the French. We're not going to surrender. That kind of gives you the worldview you're talking about.
Yeah. You're a professor. You must have the occasion from time to time to explain this debt business to foreign colleagues. How do you do it?
Usually I start off by apologizing for the United States, saying, yeah, I'm sorry that this is kind of on us. And I then have to explain basically the way the presidential system of government works, namely the separation of powers.
If that debt ceiling is not raised, how are you going to approach your foreign colleagues? I mean, is it going to be a lot of apologizing?
I'm considering exile in New Zealand.
Okay. Daniel Dresner, professor of international politics at the Fletcher School at Tufts. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.